We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Shabbat. We are in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Now, our Mishnah here is going to discuss melachot that are not to be started on Friday if they are going to be completed on Shabbat, even according to Bet Hillel. Till now, we've been learning a few Mishnayot regarding the machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, that only Bet Shammai holds that certain activities should not be done if they are to start on Friday and continue into Shabbat, whereas according to Bet Hillel, they are mutar. In our Mishnah here, we're going to learn cases that even according to Bet Hillel, it is asur. En tzolin basar, batzal, ubetza, ela kede sheyitzolu mi be'od yom. We may not begin to roast meat, that's tzolin basar, or to roast an onion, that's batzal, or an egg, on Friday, and then leave it on the fire to continue roasting on Shabbat. Ela kede sheyitzolu mi be'od yom. Unless there is enough time for these items of food to be roasted, enough to be edible, mi be'od yom, while it's still daytime, which means before Shabbat begins. Which means when it comes to roasting food such as basar, batzal, or betza on Friday, if they were not roasted enough before Shabbat, then we're concerned that maybe a person is going to come to be mechalel Shabbat, to violate the Shabbat by stoking the coals in order to speed up the roasting when he comes and he sees that it's not ready. So if they were roasted until they are edible, by the time Shabbat came in, so we don't have that concern anymore that a person is going to stoke the coals to roast them more quickly on Shabbat. So that's why this is a halakha that even according to Bet Hillel is not allowed. Another case, en notnim pat latanur im chashecha. We cannot place bread into the oven close to nightfall on Friday. Velo charara al gabe gechalim. And also, we cannot place a round cake of bread, that's called charara, onto coals at that time, which is shortly before Shabbat. Ela kede sheyikremu paneha mibe'od yom. Unless there's enough time for its entire surface, paneha, to develop a crust while it is still daytime, which means before Shabbat begins. Once the bread formed a crust, so it's baked well enough to the point that we're no longer concerned that a person is going to stoke the coals to speed up the baking. But if he put it right before Shabbat, that it doesn't have enough time to develop a crust on it before Shabbat comes in, then there is the concern, which is called Shema Yachtebe Gechalim. He might come to stoke the coals in the oven, and therefore that would not be allowed, even according to Bet Hillel. You only need to have enough time for the bottom surface, which means the part of the bread or the cake that is touching the surface of the oven or the coals, only enough time for the bottom surface to develop a crust. Now, this crust on the bottom is formed first. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, once that happens, already there is no longer a concern of a person might, you know, coming to stoke the coals, even though the rest of the bread didn't form a crust yet. So this is a kula, this is a leniency on the side of Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, as long as there's enough time for the bottom to form the crust. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is like Tanakama, that it has to be enough time to form a crust around the dough, around the bread, before Shabbat comes in order for it to be allowed to be put into the oven before Shabbat. If there's not enough time for that, then it's not allowed, even according to Bet Hillel. The next Mishnah also deals in connection with this concern that Chachamim had of Shema Yachtebe Gechalim, that maybe the person will come to stir a fire on Shabbat. So the Mishnah begins as follows. Meshalshelim et ha-Pesach batanur im hashecha. We know that the Korban Pesach was slaughtered on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. And then the meat was roasted over a fire, right, and eaten at night, the night of Pesach. So the halacha is here, mishalshelim et ha-pesach batanur im chashecha. We may lower the korban pesach, korban, into the oven. We're allowed to lower it into the oven im chashecha, close to nightfall on Erev Shabbat. Even though the korban pesach will not be sufficiently roasted when Shabbat begins, and it will continue to roast on into Shabbat. So what happened here to the concern of maybe a person is going to stoke the coals? But since the Korban Pesach is brought by a group of people together, and people are especially careful with their actions when they're dealing with Korbanot. So here you have a few reasons. Number one, it's a group of people, one will remind the other, and it's also dealing with a Korban, and people are very careful when it comes to the Korban. So we're not concerned that a person is going to stoke the coals to speed up the roasting of the Korban, because other members of the group will remind him not to do that. So therefore there's no chashash, there's no concern of Shema Yachteh B'Gechalim when it comes to the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbat. And similarly, Uma'achizin et ha'ur bimdurat bet ha'moked. We are allowed to light a fire immediately before Shabbat, even though it's only going to catch on to some of the wood, bimdurat bet ha'moked, in the bonfire of the special chamber of fire that was in the Bet HaMikdash. The fire chamber, the Medurat Bet HaMoked, was a large room on the side of the Azara in the Bet HaMikdash where a fire was always kept burning. And the Kohanim, who walked around the Bet HaMikdash barefoot on the marble floor, they would come from time to time to that room to warm themselves up. So that was the purpose of this Medurat Bet HaMoked. So our Mishnah is saying that on Erev Shabbat, they can light a fire even immediately before Shabbat, even though it's only going to catch on to some of the wood. We're not worried about someone coming to stoke the coals after Shabbat came in. Because Kohanim, who are constantly involved in the Avodat Bet HaMikdash, in the service of the Bet HaMikdash, they are especially careful and they're not going to be Mechalil Shabbat even in an accidental way. There's a principle, Kohanim Zrizim Hem. The Kohanim are very meticulous and they're very careful in their Avodat Bet HaMikdash, and so we're not concerned to say that one of them is going to come and stoke the coals, and therefore that gzerah does not apply, and that's why Ma'achizim et ha'ur bimdurat bet hamoked ubagvulin kedei she'te'echoz ha'ur berubam. However, when we're talking about lighting a fire outside of the Bet HaMikdash, that's called bagvulin. When a person is lighting a fire for his own needs, and he's lighting it on Friday, well then, kedei she'te'echoz ha'ur berubam, he can only light the fire if there's enough time for it to catch onto most of the wood before Shabbat begins. Because otherwise, a person might move the sticks around to make the fire catch onto them after Shabbat came in. And therefore, similar to what we said, Shema Yachteh B'Gechalim, that's why a person has to be careful if he's lighting a bonfire or, you know, the fireplace before Shabbat, it has to be done early enough that by the time Shabbat comes in, the fire is already caught onto most of the wood. Rabbi Yehuda omer bepechamim kol shehu. Rabbi Yehuda says, regarding a fire that was lit with pechamim, with charcoal, then kol shehu. It's enough if the fire takes hold of any amount of charcoal before Shabbat begins, and it's already permitted to let the fire spread on Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda holds that charcoal burns so well that once fire has taken hold of it, the fire will spread easily on its own, even without moving around the charcoal. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not concerned that someone is going to come stoke the fire on Shabbat. And the Baal Tenura says, Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is indeed like what Rabbi Yehuda says here regarding the pechamim, the charcoal, delekaman de paligale, because we don't see anyone arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.